Indo-US Parliamentary Forum launched in New Delhi today. Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh today inaugurated the Indo-US Parliamentary Forum, an Indian lawmakers' body on the lines of India Caucus in the US Congress. Jim McDermott, Congressman, US Ambassador to India Robert Blackwell, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson Nezma Heptullah were present. Jaswant Singh called for strengthening bilateral ties despite differences on various issues.
I believe what we need, and I do think this is the great change that has taken place in the last 4 or 5 years. We need to build on that change, and the foundation of that change is the remarkable degree of confidence that we have in each other. Which does not mean that we have agreed on every issue. We might not have. But we have confidence that we can go to the other, disagree if there is an honest disagreement, and yet continue to work together.
Jim McDermott underlined the commitment of both the countries to make the democracy function. He said both India and the United States must share their experiences in evolving the democracy.
I think that that's a tough job to let everybody have their say, some of whom you disagree with. I mean, seriously disagree with. But you have to, in a democracy, allow that to happen. Otherwise, you get all kinds of groups that say, well, we have no voice in all of this, and they're ready to blow it apart. And the shared experience that you are having and we are having in an evolving democracy, I mean, your POTO law yesterday is very much like the law we passed very quickly called the Patriot Act in the United States, and we struggled with our Constitution and what could we do within the Constitution. Some of us voted no, some of us voted yes. These are not issues where there's a black and white, but a place where people in democracies can share information.
The forum has been formed with the objective of promoting closer ties between the two countries. About 80 lawmakers from both houses of parliament have become members of the forum. Rashmi Kabra with Dipankar Chakraborty, ANI.